Yeah, Arizona, any questions?
Yeah, no questions. No questions. Just reel them off 10 in a row, take it to the house, see you later, bye. Yeah, there you go.
The last time they lost a game was a month ago today.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, okay, yeah. May 26th. Let's just go ahead and win them all from here on
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize until yesterday their head coach, Andy Lopez, had been fired from Florida.
Yeah.
So how do you think Florida's feeling right now? Because they were 2-2 in Omaha this year.
Yeah, right.
And all he did was win the whole shooting match.
And he becomes the second coach, along with that Augie guy,
Augie.
To take two different teams to the national championship. He coached Pepperdine there 20 years ago.
Yeah. I wonder what he's knocking down.
I don't know.
Knocking down? In terms of payment?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, I don't know, he might have knocked back a cold one in celebration last night.
Might have done that. That's true.
But anyway. But it was a good game. I watched the whole thing.
Very enjoyable.
Enjoyable. If you like pitching and then settle it all in the ninth inning, you liked it last night.
I do have to say that I don't like the, I do not like green eggs and
ham. Eggs and ham. Yeah.
I really don't care for the toned down bats of college baseball now.
Because
you know, it's really reduced the score, and I just.
Well, did I hear right? I think I heard right. Last year and now this year, there have been no home runs hitting the new park.
Part of that's because that new park is gargantuan.
Is gargantuan too. Yeah, yeah.
But they're doing wiffle balls next year. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
They'll announce that later on today. I think they didn't want to.
Well, they won't hit them out of the infield. Then.
Yeah. Well, that's fielding sometimes can be a problem. New York store sellers said they'd noticed a pattern of thieves taking a single display shoe from separate stores to make matching pairs. Man, we're talking about some out-of-work criminals who got plenty of time on their hands. A manager at a sneaker store, Michael Kay, is that the name of a...
Sounds good.
All right. I didn't know if that was his name or the name of the store. Man.
That may be Michael's name. You know?
Oh, could be, yeah.
The manager.
Said workers at his store and at a city Foot Locker had noticed thieves targeting the same sneakers for the opposite feet. The managers say the thieves go to Foot Locker that puts out all right-side shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Michael K. because they display
his store.
Right. Left-side shoes.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all just get together and talk about that?
Yeah. We're going to do left or right? Oh, let's do left. Done. Problem solved.
That would be the problem solved. Yeah.
About
everybody put out.
Although New York is probably, it's probably union. Dad, it's the right-footed store.
Yeah, that's right. We can't be doing that. We got to talk to the boss. About 50 pairs of shoes stolen each year using the same technique. Well, and also maybe not put the same size out. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're going to go with nines. All right, we're going to do tens.
Yeah, or, you know.
It still seems like they're going to a lot of trouble, though.
Right, I mean, that's what I mean. These are obviously not drug dealers. They've got plenty of time on their hands, and they're not making enough money. Of course, I don't know what shoes cost now. What, they got some that are
it
out
depends.
There. $300
but how
or
do
whatever.
I don't know about how you steal shoes, but it seems like most people steal shoes by wearing them out of the store.
Well,
you're going to draw more attention to yourself if you're wearing a penny loafer and a Nike.
Yeah, really.
You know?
But you see, but
I
again,
he's asking the salesperson, "Do you have the shoe in a right foot?"
Yeah. You have just the right foot on an 11. Yeah. But again,
I don't know if you notice, I've got the left right here.
I'm not trying to help them out. I figured they figured that out. But this probably
they're not listening anyway.
That's true. Probably texting helps out a tremendous amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
pictures.
Able to communicate. Yeah, pictures and text. And I got this.
I got the left.
Okay.
And they share the shoes.
There we are, super crime solvers.
Right? No, what it proves is that it would take at least the three of us to somehow get a similar ring started.
Yeah.
And we would still fail. Info.
Mason.
What do you mean you got a 7 and a left? I needed a 5 and a right. What? Come on.
And
can we do this right?
And Tom Scott would just be oogling the socks the entire time.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're here for shoes. Okay, that's good. I'm glad we've got inside work with no heavy lifting, right?
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colours and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebrityspa.net.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's June the 26th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And I'd like to start off by wishing a happy birthday to my son, Charles. He's 35 years old
today.
There you go. So happy birthday, everybody. Actress Eleanor Parker. If you remember her, she was in The Sound of Music. She played the governess, sort of the snotty governess in The Sound of Music.
Sure.
I know, you never saw it, right?
No, I didn't.
Right, yeah. She's 90 years old today.
Okay.
Well, she should be.
Yeah.
Singer Billy Davis Jr. of the Fifth Dimension turns 72 years old today. And singer Chris Isaak turns 56. Patti Smythe, the singer, turns 55 years old. Singer Terry Nunn is 51 years old. Bassist Colin Greenwood of Radiohead turns 43.
Oh, man!
There you
I knew
go.
Scott was celebrating for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you
All
go.
All over it.
All over it. And Sean Hayes from Will and Grace, and also the Three Stooges movie, by the way, is 42
It was
years
in theaters
old.
For about a half an hour.
Yeah.
Long enough for me to see it. I know that. Actor Chris O'Donnell is 42 years old. Country singer Gretchen Wilson turns 38 years old today. And Michael Vick, the football star.
And Boy Scout.
There you go. His birthday is today. My little thing's not saying, oh, he's 32 years old today. And I guess that's all I got.
Little Charlie.
No, Derek Jeter, baseball player. His birthday is today. He turns 38.
Little Charlie Robb is 73, senator. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, remember this bicyclist, this cycle dude named Greg LeMond? Whatever happened to him?
He won a couple of Tour de France's, and we were like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Tour de France, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Anyway, but... he's 51 today going, well, nobody ever asked me to do anything anymore. Actually, I have a Greg LeMond bicycle pump.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
What, did you send him proofs of purchase for it or what?
Yeah. Is it like a... It's like a bat? It's autographed Greg LeMond?
Well, yeah, it's a Greg LeMond branded, yeah.
What, does it have special air?
I don't think.
Yeah, a special Greg air.
Because it's French. When you push down on it, it surrenders.
Yeah.
The pool guy's brand new pool store.